we are on Daf Ayin Tesamed Aleph, a little bit after the middle of the Yomid, the Itma, Aseicher es hachamer umeisaloi b'chatzi aderech. Omar Rav, im yesh b'domeho likach, if in the Dmei Hanevele there's enough money to purchase a new hamer, yikach, so he should purchase a chamer, perhaps not the same quality as the previous chamer, but he should purchase a chamer, because he was mishabed this chamer, mishabed this chamer to the seicher. So Kozman, the nevela of the chamer is kaim, so it's also mishubed to see that he should be able to be mashlam the derech. So if there's enough money to purchase a new chamer, yikach liskar. But what if the nevela is not worth enough to purchase a chamer? But with, if you sell the nevela, you'll be able to rent a chamer. Al yiskar, that he's not permitted to rent the chamer, to rent another chamer, and fartik. Ushmuel Omar af liska yisker, that if there's enough money to rent a new chamer, he should rent a chamer. B'mai kamiflegi, Rav sova loy mechalinan karne. Rav holds that the shibud is till that it means even though there's a shibud to the seicher, but the shibud does not extend to bring a kiloyin of the keren of the masker. So if you can buy a new chamer, and lemaise after your shimush, the chamer will come back to the masker, so that you can do. But if al yedei the shimush, the masker will lose his keren, and that there was no schiris adaita dahoche. So he's not mechuyev to let him take the nevela to rent a chamer. Shmuel sava mechalin and karne. God, I'd like to, the Yitzim of Oshia Talmud brings down the Machse Avrom. We'll learn the sugi with the Machse Avrom. But he says, Amir de Kerayin, and that's how the sugi will flow. The time of the Rav, the loy mechalin and karne, that what Rav holds that loy mechalin and karne. The shemaske chamer leyud yomim. When someone rents to someone else a chamer for 10 days, have a keilu hisne. That means I'm renting it to you for 10 days. So it's like I was masne sha'achre kein yachzel loy chamere. That means I'm renting it to you for 10 days, but after the 10 days, I want back my chamer. Lefichach ein rashoi lisker b'dmei anevela. So that is why, even though I was mishabed this chamer for your shimush, but you can't go and sell the nevela and rent a chamer. Shal yedei kein leyei leima lahachse. That is the svara of Rav. So the svara of Rav is that in every schiris there is a understanding that the masker is renting it for a certain period of time, but he wants it back. So in this period of time, fakert it mishubet to the seicher. But if the shimush of the seicher will cause that the masker will not be able to get back its chamer, that means now it died and you want to sell the nevela and rent a chamer, adaita dahoche, it wasn't rented. So that's the svar of Rav, loy mechalin and karne, and Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Meisavek, so the Gemara asks Akasha. Yavei she'ilon, we learned someone was memashkin a ilon, a loiva was memashkin a ilon to the maskil, to the malvet. And the ilon became nisyabish. Oinitzatz. or it became cut off. Now the Elon is not functioning anymore. Now let us just see Rashi what the case was. Yavei she Elon. Mishe mishkein Elon lechaveiroi. A loiva was mamashkein a Elon to the malve. Kihani mashkante de sura. A mashkante de sura. The kosvi bimishlem shanye ilain tepik arado belekesef leel. So the amashkanta de sura is that the loive is giving a karka to the malve for a certain amount of years. Could very well be the malve will be mavia from this karka more than the halvor was, but there's no shayla bribis. It's like it's a mechel is man, and he doesn't owe him anything, and it's the kosvi b'mishlem shanye ilen teipek arado b'lei kesef. So al kabonim, after this schum of shanim, it goes back to the loive. It goes back to the loive. That is the agreement that the loive made with the malbet. I'm giving you this mashkin for a certain amount of years, and afterwards it goes back to the loive. Now, Yavesh ha'ilon ha'niktatz. Now he was mamashkin and Elon, mamashkin Elon for 5 years, so things would have gone kishure, so the malva will eat from the peiris ha'ilon for these 5 years, and afterwards goes back to the life. But Yavesh ha'ilon, the Elon dried up. He won't give peiris anymore. Ha'niktatz, or it was cut off. So now there are no peiris which will come out from this Elon. So now the shaila is, what does one do with the etzem Elon? The Elon has a shavius, it's wood. So it says in the Braise, shneyem asurim boy, that the nadal inside the loive, inside the malva, are not permitted to take the ilon and to use the wood of the ilon. By doing that, one is mafsid from the other. So shnei masurim boy. But now we have here a ilon that has a shavyis. So what do we do with this ilon? Keitzad yase yilkach boy karke. So with this ilon, we purchase a karke. Buhu eichel peiris. And now, so let's say we'll purchase a karke for, let's say the Elon is worth, let's say $10,000. So, the mashkin was, let's say, for 5 years. After one year, the Elon became the Shabbish. So we'll buy a karke. So for the next 4 years, the malve will eat the peiris of the karka which was acquired from the Elon. That means the Elon was mamushkin to him now, so we don't have an Elon that's nice peiris, so, but we purchase from the Demeya Elon a karka, and he'll be eating the peiris of this karka. Fine. And afterwards, it will return to the loive. So the Gemara asks, V'hocha, given the chimoti yoivul, but to do such an eitzah, we are taking now an ilon that belonged to the loive. And in order to satisfy, in which, that means if nothing would have happened, so the ilon, The malve had the shimush of the ilon for 5 years. That was the mashkin, and afterwards it returned to the loive. But now that we took this ilon, we sold this ilon and we purchased a karka with this ilon. Now, if we purchase a karka from the ilon in Eretz Yisrael, so this karka will eventually go back to the meicha. Bayoy was going to go back to the Moicha. So we took the Dmei Haloive, and it was written in the Mashkin b'mishlem shanya ilin, after these years, it's going to come back to me. And by satisfying the needs of the malve, how do we satisfy the needs of the malve? We purchased a karke, the malve is going to need to pay this, and lemaise, this karke will eventually go back to the meicher, and the labor lost the karke. So this is Mechal Yekarne. This is Mamish, the same tzir, like Rav, just like Rav said, I'm renting it to you for 10 days, but the shibud of the rental cannot make that after 10 days it shouldn't be mine. So here the shibud of the mashkin cannot make, according to Rav, that after the mashkin, the labor will lose the karke. And here, the Baraisa says, you purchase a karke, and eventually it's going to go back to the Meicher, and the labor is going to lose the karke. So the Gemara answers, Hoche Mayaskinen Dezoven Lei Lishitin Shne. We're speaking about that this karke will not go back in Yovel, because the karke was purchased for 60 years, and the karke that is purchased for 60 years does not go back to Yovel. Why not? The Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Rav Katine, Minayin L'moicha Sodeyu L'shishim Shone, She'eino Chayzeres B'Yovel, it doesn't go back in Yovel, She'nema V'oretz Lo'isimocher L'tzmisus. The whole reason that the karkois go back to the meicher is because the karka should not be sold to tzmisus forever. So that's why the Rabbein Shlom says that in Yovel it returns to the meicher. Mi she'ein shom Yovel nitzmer says, if without Yovel it will remain the leikeyach's karka, then yesh shom Yovel. So then there's a din yovel, that the yovel will ensure that it will not be nimkal its mises. Ain't on its messes, but what is? What is, if this is such a mechire, that even it will not be choyza b'yovel, it will not remain lachalutim b'yad alekech, Yeshem Yovel ain't in its messes. So the Yovel makes that it should not be in its messes. Yotzes and Sushafel Pishen Shem Yovel ain't in its messes. So Lemaise will not go back in Yovel. So the Marz Avrom says Pshat. So the Gemara thought that that's not called Mechal Yekalne, because it will remain by the Leive after Yovel. So it's not called Mechal Yekalne. So that's the Teretz. It's not called Mechal Yekalne, because it will not be Chayzel B'Yovel. Frag the Gemara, Soif, Soif, Lechimoto, Shitin, Shnin, Kahot, Ra'are, Lemore, Bekakal, Yekarne. So the Gemara asked, but it's still Mechal Yekarne. You stopped off another 10 years. That is, for another 10 years, it'll still be by the Loive. But eventually, it's going to be taken away from the Loive. So it's Mechal Yekarne. So we see, not like Rav, Akash and Rab. So the Gemara answers, Allahoche b'mayaskinon b'zman sheina yevul noik. That this Barais is speaking about b'zman sheina yevul noik. So Mamela, if the yevul is not noik, so it's not Mechal Yekarne. So Mamela, this is what we do. The Elon was memushkin to the Malve for a certain amount of years, and afterwards it's going to return to the Loive. Now here it's Yove Sheilon, so we purchase a karke, and the for the amount of years the Ilon was Mamushkin, so this karke will remain Mamushkin, And afterwards, the karka will return to the loiva. So it's no kasha on Rav, because it's bisman shene yoivu noik. So the Gemara says, hochi nami mistabre. It's mistabre that, that that's the case that's pshat in the baraisa. The isal kedaitach bisman shayoivu noik. And it is speaking about bisman shayoivu noik. Umachalin and Karna, you asked on Rav. So how do you understand Pshat? You understood Pshat. But the Marais is speaking about Bisman Shayoy Bunoy. And in order to be Mekayim, the Shibud that was made to the Malve, so we do this even though it's Machal Yekarna. That's how you understood. So, if that is true, so, Nats L'chei L'tzivi. So, why do you have to, if the Mechal Yekarne is not a problem, that means we say it was Meshubet to the Malva for 5 years. And even though Al Yedei this Shibut, the Loiva will lose, we still are Magdim the Shibut, even though it means Mechal Yekarne of the Loive. So why do we have to do this whole ASIC of purchasing a karka? We have here a tree, which is Meshubet to the Malve. Nitzlechei Letzive V'nishkelei. So let him cut up the tree and let him use the wood and finish. And, I mean, if there's no problem of Mechal Yekarne, and this was Meshubet to the Loive, to the Malve, So let's cut up the tree and fault it. So kolchach, we have to say, like we answered, that there is a problem of Mechal Yekarne. If the Malva will cut up the tree, it's Mechal Yekarne of the Loive. So what is the eighth of purchasing a karka? A kolchach bisman she'ein hayevu noik. So the Gemara says, imishum ha loikashe. That's no raya. That means that in Mechal Yekarne, could be, if we could be mashlim the keren to the loive for a zman before it's taken away, so that's also an inyan. Last man the polik that if we could satisfy the loive and al kaponim he should get back the keren for his man, that we zichem ahadu to do. So zimnin de sholmu shnei mashkante mikame yoibu. That means it could be, that means if you're gonna chop up the tree the way you said, so finish. So the malva took the tree in a guten tag and it's kalya kalna from the loive. But what we are doing, we are accomplishing that if the sholmu shnei mashkanta mikame yoivu, that means if the zman hamashkin will end before yoivu, so memele, so the malve, the loive can get back the karka till yoivu. So if we can do that, and we can satisfy the needs of the loiva al kaponim for asman, we should do this. Inami the motile zuzi, or maybe the loiva will get money. He made this karka amashkin. And God the Mephoshim say, with Sugmar amashkanta de zure, so we said it's yours for 5 years, and I couldn't talk. Lamai say he can't be misalik the malva from this mashkin. But if the malva is maskin to take the money, then he can do this. So inami the motile zuzi, if he'll get money, if the loiva will get money, or porkle arba v'chomesh shnim mikame yoivu. So the Gemara says it's no raya. That means it could very well be, and it's not speaking about bisman she yoivu noiv. And could very well be that we paskin like Shmuel, that we are not chayish for Mechal Yekarne. But if al kaponim we have an eitzah to be mamshich the karen by the loiva for a few years, we say to do this. To cut it, your mom is taking away the keren, to chop it up and give the wood to the malva, but taking away the keren completely from the life. This was Zicha not allowed to do. Zot Rashi, Shnei Masurim Levakeya Eitzim Velisroiv. Visorif Lei Loive, Kal Yekarne the Malva. So it was a mashkin for the malva. If the label used the wood, so he's taken away from the malva. We saw of le malva, kaya karna the loive. So the Gemara said, so what do you do? So you sell it, and you purchase a karka. Hod ra'are sode zu shein loikrim b'dmei ha'itzim. The sode which was purchased b'dmei ha'itzim. V'shema yivka yoivu b'soich shnei ha-mashkoine v'kokal yakarno b'loive. So, b'zakasha why Rashi said b'soich shnei ha-mashkoine. So I think the Machs Avraham explained, I mean, the Gemara means that, I mean, if it's Yoiva will be besoich shnei hamashkoine of the malve, so means the loiva will never get it back, period. If Yoiva is after the shnei hamashkoine, so then he'll get it back. If it's toich shnei hamashkoine, so that means that the mashkin was for 4 years. He's supposed to get it back after 4 years. He's going to buy a karka 2 years before Yoivu. So he's never going to get back anything. That's what Rashi, that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is by purchasing, it doesn't say you don't cheshbon when Yoivu, it says that's what you do. You purchase a karka and it's irrelevant when Yoivu will be. So the Gemara asks a kasha if Yoivu will fall out besoich shnei hamashkoine. So come out that the loy will never get back anything. That means it's going to go back to the moicher and finish. So by selling it, you are mamish machal yekarna of the loy, but the loy will not get back anything. And you're doing this al kaponim that the moicher should, that the malva should have this karka for 2 years. So this is machal yekarna of the loy. So the Gemara says, no, you buy it for 60 years. She'ene chezeres b'yoibo, elayamtim achishim. So the Gemara held in the 60 years, mistome, the mashkin of the malve will end already. It'll go back to the loive. So it's not mechal yakan of the loive. Yeah. So the Gemara says, how do we know if you purchase something for 60 years that there's no din yoivul? It says, horas loisimachal etzmises, kan pirish loch taimi shal mitzvah yoivul. Al meina yoivul moitzi ala karke shim loi hoisa mitzvah yoivul oisan etzmeses. Ochi gasinen aloha maizkine bezman shayna yoivul noig de loi kal yakarne. So the Gemara says it's mistava like that, because if you hold that you're chayish for kal yakarne, if you're not chayish for kal yakarne, it's been by bisman sheyavul nayev nitzri letzive, iloy lemechal yakarne chayish lama lalikach bekarke yiboka hamal v'seitz and v'yisrafim and finished. Why do you have to go and buy a karke? The Gemara says, no, zimnen de shor mele yemei mashkante, shonim shor yahilon mamushkim lo yichlu lifnei hayoyvo. That means, by purchasing a karke, so the loive, there is, as al kaponim, you're not mechala de keren legamri, the maisa, the loive will have some years of usage of this karke, shonim shor yahilon mamushkim lo yichlu lifnei hayoyvo. ארבעי חמש שונים, ואישי שונים, יחלוי וספר, קודם שתושב לביילם, ולאוילם קודבי מחלין הקרנה, but in מחלין הקרנה, that means even though eventually the loiva will lose what he was mamashkin because of what we are doing, but al-kaponim, have al-kaponim as man to be mishtamish with the keren. Zaktaisvis, v'hoche dechimoti yoivu akasha an rav. The Kasha and Rav heist is that you hold Le Mechalin and Karnim. And here's if you purchase a car, Kevahoche de Mechimoti Yoivel, or Bereise Gufos Yishap. Ah, forget about Rav. You hold Mechalin and Karnim. So Toysi says, or Bereise Gufos Yishap, ah, forget the Hashte Nami Delikach, a car, Kori Kalye Karnim. But al-kaponim, it's still better for the loive that the malve should not cut the wood. The Rav said, the shibud to the soicher, or who had in the shibud to the malve, can never involve something which will take away in any way from the keren, from the maskir or from the loive. That means the loiva is batuach in 60 years. Lechoshiv kal yekane. That's not called kal yekane. 60 years. So it's. Imagine they said b'mshim shana. So kaponim, if 60 years the loiva will have it. So kaponim. The Gemara says, no, it's still cold. You have to look up. Eventually, there'll be a Kal Yekane after 60 years. So it's still a Kasha and Rab. Now we have a new Gemara, and let's try to learn Rashi and a little of the Taisvisin. And let's see how much we'll be zeicher to understand. Tana Rabbana. A zeicher es asfine. A person, about we're learning a pidalkai shel Rashi. This is Rabbeinu Peretz, this is Shitas Rashi. Tana Rabbana. A zeicher es asfine. V'tovo lo b'chatzi ha'derech. A person went to the asfine to transport his wine, and the svine got sunk b'chatzi ha'derech. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, im Nosson, so Rabbi Nosson said a very interesting thing. Im Nosson, if the soicher gave the Baal ha'svine the money for the whole trip, He paid already for the whole trip. Now the masker has the all the money, and now the ship sunk. Lo yita, so he's not allowed to take any money back. Ve'im loynasan, and if he didn't give any money, he didn't pay him yet. Now the ship sunk, lo yitain, so he shouldn't give him anything. A very interesting pshor. Let us see what Rashi says. Im nosan es haschar b'afilu kulay. He paid him the whole amount already, and lemaise now the ship is sunk, and there's no wine. Lo yitel, kede mafogish lekamon, da toiveya yodai ala tachtoide. Now he wants back. Now he wants back his money, a kaponim, half of the money. Wants back half of the money because it got sunken half the way. That and he can't take it back. Tetaveya yodai al atachtoine. He can't want back half of the money. Ve'im loy nosan lo yitain. If he didn't give, he's not mechuyev to give. So we'll see, this is talking about the second half of the trip. This is Shitas Rashi. Ve'im loy nosan, he didn't give any money, lo yitain, he shouldn't, he doesn't have to pay for the second half of the trip. So we're saying as follows, if he paid the whole money, he can't get back the money for the second half of the trip. If he didn't give the money for the second half of the trip, lo yitain, he's not mechuyev to give. This is a memra of Rav Nos. So now the Gemara says, Heichi domi. What is the case? Ilaimo b'sfine zu v'yayin stam. If we're speaking about that the masker rented him this sphina. And the soicher said, I want, he didn't specify which wine he wants to transport. So the Gemara asks, if that is the case, im nosan, if he gave the whole money, amai lo yitel. Why can he get back half of the money? So let's see Rashi. Im nosan lo yitel bitmiye. Others say Rashi wasn't geirus, the amai. Geirus that says amai, so we know it's akasha. But so the kasha is, why if he gave the whole money, and it was sfine zu v'yayin stam, v'loitaynes Hatoveya Bori Bachazoke Mitainis Anitva. The Teveya is coming with a strong taina, the Omale. He can tell the Bala Svine. Avli Ahi Svinte Gufe. That means we made an agreement. We made an agreement that I'm paying you X amount of money to transport my wine in your ship. Da amrat li svine zu, va'ano maisine kan chamro. That means, we didn't specify dafke that wine. That wine is sunk now, in the ocean. But we said, I'm hiring the ship, you should transport wine for me. Va'ano maisine kan chamro. So, mitzidi, I still want that the schiras that we made should be niskayim. I gave you money to transport my wine. I have wine. Boilech lemokim sheis nasi. Forget about, let me take the, give me your ship, and I'll take the ship, I rented the ships, and I'll take the ship lemokim sheis nasi. The no yayin stam omri. I didn't say dafke this wine. I said yayin stam. V'kivin the bal hayayin yochel hashlim tnoi. So that means mitzad the bal hayayin. There is still an obligation on the bal hasfina. That means I hired this ship. I rented this ship to take it. I have wine to take. And so fakert. So you are not stelling me, you're not stelling me to the ship that I hired. is chayiv asaf and lahamid lo isvina. That means mitzad, the agreement that the Baal HaYayin made with the Baal HaSvina, shi'im mechuyev to give me a Svina, that means I have wine. So if you're not giving me a Svina, so kaponim, give me back the money, give me back the money for half the trip. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If it's speaking about v'sfina zu v'yayin stam, amayim nosa namay lo yitoil, so why can he demand back his money? That means the agreement mitzidi, you still mechuyev to be mekayim the agreement. Half of the, you only took it half of the way, the other half of the way you didn't take it. I have wine, which you can transport. So, you're not giving me a ship, so pay me al kaponim the money I gave you. That means mitzidi, I'm still mukhan to the agreement we made before. I have wine that you could transport. You don't have a ship, so al kaponim, so don't take the money for the half of the trip that you didn't make. Give me a ship. So why is imnosan lo yito? Now the other halacha, imloi nosan lo yitain, that's very good. If he didn't pay for the second half, he doesn't have to pay for the second half. I don't have any problem with that. That's good. But Rav Nosson said two halachas. Rav Nosson said that if he paid, he can't mon back the money. So the shaila is, why not? That means, mitzidi, I have wine to transport. You don't have a ship, so that's your problem. But I'll kaponim, so why should you take the money if I have wine to transport and you're not doing your end of the agreement? So give me back the money for that half. So why im nosan layitel? Im lay nosan layitel is gevaldik, but im nosan layitel is shvet. Elo bisvino stam v'yayin zeh. So maybe we're speaking about bisvino stam v'yayin zeh. That means that the soicher said that I want to transport this wine. The maskil said he's renting out a ship. Misvinistam v'yayim zeh. So now, he didn't pay yet for the second half. So now it's like this. So if he didn't pay, so im nosan lo yitoil, in the case of im nosan lo yitoil, he shouldn't take it back. It's very good. The master says, listen, I rented you out a ship. I have a number of ships. You just give me that wine, which we made up, and I'll transport it. I'm looking to transport the your wine. You're not giving me the wine, so I mean, it's supposed to be my lemon. So Mamele, so this aloche, im nosan lo yitel is good, but why im lo nosan amai lo yitel? But if he didn't pay for the second half, he didn't pay for the second half, so he's telling me, well, so he said, what do you mean? There was an agreement. I have a ship. I'll give you a ship. You want to give me the wine that we made up? Give me the wine. I mean, you're not giving me the wine, so that's why I shouldn't get paid. Mitzide aymuchon imleinosan amaylayitein. If he didn't give yet for the second half, amaylayitein. Neymalay, let the masker tell him, Havli ahu chamra, give me your wine, vano mesina svinta, I'll give you a ship. So I'm looking to give you a ship. So you don't have the wine, so that's, mitzidi, I'm looking to give you a ship, and so finish. So you should have to pay me for the other half. Let's see what Rashi says. Neymalay havli ahu chamre gufei. give me that wine. Vano maisina svintachina, bring another ship. Va'oyol va'safen yesh biyodoy lahashlim. So that means lamaisa, I can be mekabo mekayim the tnai. Vizemak, if you don't want to give me the wine, good, it's sunk already. Is yishalim kol ascha. So, let him pay all the schar. That's the from Rashi, the shal's on the second half. Yishalim kol ascha. That means because I'm mukhan to transport your wine. You don't have it, so I'll kapon him. So pay me at least you should pay me for the second half. So Mamele, Rav Nosson's halacha, that Rav Nosson said up his apshore, that im loy Nosson, loy yitain. Im Nosson, loy yitail. This chalukim is on the second half, if he paid or if he didn't pay. If he didn't pay, he doesn't have to pay. If he did pay, he can't get it back. What's the case? Omar apopo le mashkachos lo ele besvina zu viyayinze. Zegt Rashi, le mashkachos lo hoda Rav Nosson. The pshora of Rav Nosson ele biyayinze osvina zu. That means the opmach was this wine has to be transported and it's supposed to be transported in this ship. V'loi biyad ze v'ze lahashlim. Now, the t'nai, the agreement, none of them can be mashlim, the agreement, because he doesn't have a ship, and he doesn't have the wine. Tilkach. Yad toiveya ala tachtayne. So whoever is being toiveya, is yode, so that means the other one has the money, and he's Teveya. The Omar Lei Hayech Ano Leima Akavno Michimaises Didoch. That means, so like this, if the Baal HaSvina got paid the whole money, he got paid the whole money, so he's coming and telling me, listen, give me back half the money. I mean, this half of the journey, he didn't take me. Give me back half the money. So he says, listen, give me your wine. Why should I give you back the money? You give me your wine and then we'll talk. Then we'll see what to do. But give me your wine. I'm looking to take your wine the other half. But he asked me back the money. And yet the Teveya can't give him the wine. So Mamela, so he keeps the money. That means the Teveya does not have a taina to be mighty the moment from the masker. The second way around, if he did not pay him for the second half, and now he did not pay him for the second half, and he's moneying the money, the masker is moneying the money for the second half, so he says, why are you moneying from the money? Bring the ship. Bring your ship and take me the second half. You're not, why should I pay you for the second half? You're not giving me a ship for the second half. So my mother, what do you want money for me? So the Nosson's din isn't such a case. Avo bisvina stam viyayin stam. But what is if the agreement was an asvina stam and yayin stam? That means there was no commitment after this ship, no commitment after this wine. Chilkin. So what does Rashi say? Chilkin, so now, in the second half of the journey, they divide the money. Im kibel, if he gave him the whole money, yarzerachati, she should go and give him back half of the money. V'im loy nosan, and if he didn't pay him for the second half, so let him go and give him half of the money. Sherei biyad shneim lahashlim. That means Be'etzem, both of them could be Mekayim, the Upmach. That means he has a ship to give him, and he has wine to give him. So Be'etzem, if one wants to give wine, I mean, say he has a tibia to him, so take me, so let it be trans, the other half of the journey should be Niskaya. And so both can be Mekayim, the agreement. And if they're not, so if none of them decide to be Mekayim, the agreement, so then we split the Dmei Aschiris. Bim Yaakiv Anitva Milite Nachatzi, and if he doesn't want to give the Chatzi, so then we have a Tviya Yasa Tnoi. That means if you ask him to pay half of the second half of the journey, so then you pay half, and if not, so Shtaltzu Hashem.